T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Corners of the document thing that he talked about at his press conference, where everything that he had to say was in a report. However, I don't know what WARN means, because I don't know what force they hold over him or what power they hold over him. Dan Favor joins us right now, executive director of Bike EC. The city of New Orleans is going to hold meetings about making it safer and easier to bike in the Big Easy. And I don't know if y'all knew this or not, but Louisiana is the second most dangerous state to be a cyclist. And are the improvements necessary? And what are we talking about? Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
You know, it's interesting when I see this about the second most dangerous state in the country to be a cyclist. So this expands beyond just the Crescent City.
Yeah, that's definitely looking at the whole state of Louisiana. But depends exactly how you take the measurements, but New Orleans and Greater New Orleans is, where a lot of those crashes with serious injuries and fatalities are concentrated in the state. And so certainly need to be working to improve safety, for everyone on the roadways throughout the state of Louisiana, especially in Greater New Orleans. People, they're more vulnerable, people walking, people biking, really need to be taken care of on the roadways in the way that we're designing our streets and the culture that we have that respects everyone out there on the roadways.
So, the roads are so bad here, we have a hard time navigating them in a vehicle. And I would imagine one problem is that in addition to having bicyclists in the bike lane, you have giant potholes, and sometimes you have motorists at the last second swerving to avoid potholes, which causes some accidents. Is that just an assumption on my part, or has that been proven to be true?
It's an assumption I make too. I think that, the state of the roadways is certainly something that needs to be addressed as we look to, improve the ability for everyone to get around, whether you're driving or biking, and then, also improve safety. And so, we've got this once in a generation, renovation of the roadways project underway in New Orleans, over $2 billion in federal funds from FEMA and a few other sources to rebuild our roadways and take care of potholes and whatnot. And so just, as we're doing that, taking a tiny sliver of those funds and thinking about how we can incorporate biking and walking and, even transit riders to make sure that it's, safe and accessible for everyone. Now's a really important time to do it while we're tackling, of course, the pothole issue out there.
Is this a situation of if you build it, they will ride, Dan? And if there are more bike lanes and safer bike lanes, people will be more encouraged to do so. And I guess an offshoot of that would be less vehicular traffic.
Yeah, this is where, good bike infrastructure, I think, benefits everyone, because you get more people biking. We recently did a public opinion research poll, and 68% of people in New Orleans said they'd be more inclined to ride a bicycle if there were protective barriers separating, where you ride from where people are driving. And so, as we've seen, even with the bike lanes that have been built in New Orleans so far, when you do have a bike lane, more people are riding there. And we've seen tremendous growth of the number of people riding over the last 15, 20 years in New Orleans. People are choosing the streets where there are bike lanes, right? And so if we can really make sure it's not every street that needs a bike lane, but if we have them in the right places, we do some real careful planning and smart construction, then we'll be able to aggregate people biking in some places, and then that frees up other places where people are, it's more for driving or more for transit and buses. At the end of the day, that helps give people alternative transportation options, which, as you said, reduces the number of people in cars, reduces traffic congestion, reduces demand for parking. Good bike infrastructure benefits everyone, even the folks that are never actually riding a bike.
We'll talk to you again soon, Dan, about all of this. West Bank meeting happens next Wednesday, July 31st at the Algiers Regional Library, and then the East Bank meeting happens Monday, August 5th at the East New Orleans Regional Library on Reed Boulevard. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time, and be safe.
Yeah, thank you. Good to talk with you.
Thank you, sir. 7:21, taking a break, coming back. And I should add, there is a citywide meeting on Thursday, August 8th at the New Orleans Public Library main branch on Loyola from 6 until 7:30. A lot of rainfall lately in the CBD downtown area caused people a lot of issues, one of whom is a Jung Hotel, and I mentioned earlier, I couldn't believe the barricade they had to set up and what people had to go through to step over it, which I would not appreciate if I were staying at that hotel. Kurt Weigel joins us, President and CEO of the Downtown Development District, when we return right here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.